Good morning, DePauli Middle School. My name is Josh Liedtke, and I'll be adjudicating you in the area of music analysis. Welcome to Loomis, California. I hope you guys had a safe trip here. Looking forward to what you guys bring to the table. Best of luck in your championship performance. Okay. Cool. Nice mixture of timbres from the snare line. Nice use of different playing zones, different implements. Okay, so let's just be cautious of everybody's touch in the mallet section, that we don't get kind of clubby. Ooh, yikes. Hope he's okay. All right, yeah, get up, brush it off. Good. All right, there we go. And we're back in it. Good for you, bud. All right, good. Okay. All right, cool. So we got this whole Mars rhythm going on. Okay, good. Nice control all the way down there to the bottom. You know, I would just say, take a look at technique. I'll touch on it a little bit later, but establishing a real strong technique is key at this level. Okay, so nice, you know, some nice trade-off passages here. Again, more nice colors here. It'd be maybe nice to see some more cohesion from the, on a dynamic level, from the battery to the front ensemble. All right, so you guys are taking some pretty big steps and playing pretty well, guys. Good for you. Guys, very nice. Nice handling of that decelerando. Pretty nice. I would say, just watch out, make sure we're all we're all really nailing that note accuracy. All right, cool, guys. Nice. Don't see a whole lot of handbells. So I'm not sure how much you guys can do about that, but yeah, like the handbells are not quite coming across up top here. Okay, so let's watch out. Let's make sure we're all subdividing. All right, clarity's not really improving, but hey, guys, nice handling of the accelerando. Okay, pretty good, guys. All right, so we just gotta make sure that we carry that eighth note subdivision through so that those 16th notes aren't so scary. All right, guys, nice. Okay, guys. Pretty good. Pretty nice. Just some clarity things, making sure everybody's got real strong understanding of, the rhythms and how those rhythms fit within a certain time span. Is it 2 beats, 3 beats, 4 beats, what have you? Okay, yeah, so again, the handbells could be cool, but, it's kind of, yeah, it's tough. It's not coming quite coming across. I noticed my colleague said the same thing, yeah. So see what you guys can do about that. you know, in the future if you're going to use them. I mean, that's a really cool idea. I really like it. You know, it's just a matter of finding out what's going to work for you guys in this venue. You know, performance-wise, you know, just some clarity issues here and there, you know, as is to be expected with this age group. One thing I would say is I noticed a lot of, you know, just making sure that our approach is uniform across the board in the front ensemble. You know, we get really heavy-handed and the mallet instruments get really clunky. So you want to make sure that everybody's really pulling the sound out of the instrument, aside from, like, that dead stroke section, which I understand. For the battery, I want to, you know, take a look at how you guys are going to, to kind of help facilitate the ease of playing for them. Make sure that they're really, like, using a lot of wrist rotation. Right now, I see a lot of arm, like, the pivot points almost from their elbow as opposed to from their wrist. So if you guys, you know, shift the focus and teach them how to use some smaller muscle groupings, some more finesse muscle groupings, it'll take a little bit of time, but it'll make everything they play so much easier and their execution rate so much higher. So, you know, in terms of show design, you know, I would say just see what you guys can do to help keep momentum throughout those kind of lower sections. There are a lot of sections, you know, you've got some big impacts and then you've got some lower impact lower fly under the radar kind of sections. So just see what you can do to help, you know, maybe create some more direction, some more drive in between those high points and those low points. All right. But, you know, great job, guys. I hope you guys have a safe trip home and best of luck in future performances.